Blog Talk Radio.
This is a calling in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wasn't this day revealed to us in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I?
Church and state have come together to let your glory shine.
Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I the First. Bring me my sons and daughters from afar, everyone that is called by my name, Rastafari. In the form of 500 families, to occupy 500 acres of land, to establish a model city to the world in the land of Ethiopia. The Ethiopian World Federation was established in the United States of America by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I the First. This is not a calling for the United States, it's a calling for all the children of the diaspora.
It's a call to set our people free.
Set that people free.
It's a call.
We want all
all about right. Telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool off. Our only answer in conversation turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Alrighty, welcome, welcome, welcome. At the Sunday night, you know you're listening to the Ethiopian Rail Federation Incorporated Local Number 26 with our lovely host, the wonderful Miss Sadie Gomez. Let's put our hands together as she comes to the mic at this time.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much, Dr. Winborn, for your warm welcome and greeting. This is Sadie Gomez of Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, coming to you live this evening on a wonderful Sunday evening of talk. Today, our topic, we examine the COVID-19, the rise of such the disease, and of course, at this time, we would like to talk about the vaccination, which we know that something out there is killing people, and for a fact, there's a vaccine out there, and we are wondering, should we take it, yes or no? There's incentives to take it. There's a $100 monetary fund to encourage you further on, and we are wondering, all of us should really take this vaccine, and why should it be mandatory if we refuse to do so? Dr. Winborn, you'll have to help me with the panel. I'm far away from the switchboard to see what's going on. So let me know how our audience is looking this evening as they join in this Sunday evening of chat.
Thank you again. I will most certainly let you know that someone is coming to you. But in the meantime, is and I'm myself.
Okay, well, you're here, Dr. Winwood. You know, what are your views? You know, the COVID-19 is on the rise again, and we examine it. We see there's a Delta strain that is on right now at this moment. And we ourselves is wondering what is the best thing to do or not to do, since that the vaccine is filled with strange nanoparticles that can alter out the codes in our DNA, supposedly or allegedly, and we are wondering what to do on. If so, why should it be mandatory that a vaccine for people, or should it be free that you decide whether you want it or not?
Well, you know, the information that's out there is very confusing. And I'm one that naturally a conspiracy theorist. Well, I don't know naturally, but I do when I see things that don't add up. I ask questions because I'm inquisitive. So I see things that are going on that don't seem to make sense to me. I'm getting mixed messages from the authorities. The way things have happened is questionable with the vaccine. Like, I question, number one, the timing of it. How is it they were able to come up with something so quickly when people have been dying from cancer, dying from AIDS, and, you know, catching common cold forever, and they have not been able to come up with a vaccine for that? I'm confused about how it is transmitted because they keep changing it. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask, stay 6 feet, don't have to stay 6 feet, you can come back in, no, don't come in, stay out. It's all very confusing. But the most confusing part, and the other thing that makes me question about the vaccine is how all three of these pharmaceutical companies were able to deliver this vaccine all within 7 days of each other. How is it that they all found a cure right at the same time? If you remember, I mean, I think Pfizer came out, then Johnson & Johnson, then Moderna came out. And so there is something to, I mean, we could chalk that up as a big coincidence. Wow, you know, they are, you know, they are. They all working. They all in the same chat room or something. Because they all figured this thing out all within 7 to 10 days of each other. So that's a question for me. Yeah. The other question is, how am I transmitting something that I don't have to someone that's been vaccinated against it? And if I'm taking the vaccination, you told me that it would stop the virus, but now you didn't change the story. It's not stopping the virus. It's just stopping the virus from killing you. But you can still get it.
What is remarkable, however, as we examine the COVID-19 and that rush to take the vaccine, have you noticed how silently the cold flu has disappeared? Nobody's dying from the cold anymore.
Right, nobody.
Before
nobody
the COVID-19, there was a cold flu that you had to go and take the shot. It became free at pharmacies, and if you didn't take it, you heard that 80,000 people a year die from the cold flu, and blase, blase. True or false, how come nobody's dying from the cold flu anymore?
Everything now is, all deaths are categorized as COVID-related for the most part. You know, I heard somewhere that the reality of it is this, allegedly, I don't know if I read it, I heard it somewhere, but I want to make sure I say that it's allegedly. I can't prove it, I can't back it up, and at this point, I can't even really tell you where I got it from. But I have heard that the reality of it is that there are only, and I don't want to use the word only like it's a small number, but it's been, there has been 9,000 deaths, only 9,000 deaths have actually occurred from COVID. Now that's a lot. And sometimes that would still be categorized as a pandemic, but not a million and a half people like the numbers that we're getting now.
No, because what
and,
has really happened,
yeah,
you know, as I cut you, since the records show that everyone died from COVID, all other deaths was really, all other deaths were really, if you had a heart attack, it was deemed COVID.
COVID,
if
right.
You had high blood pressure. So when we falsify information, we see that we no longer know what to believe in. So you can continue, Dr. Winborn.
Right, so it was COVID or COVID-related. And they said that the other thing that they're keeping from us, forget all the stories that we're starting to see now on YouTube, on TikTok, and on Instagram from people who have taken the vaccine and have said that it's going away. They say what the information that they're keeping from us is that there have been 45,000 deaths from the vaccine. And the number of people that have died from the vaccine is actually more than the people who have died from COVID.
I like your line of conversation, Dr. Winborn. What has happened, however, they are now blaming unvaccinated people for causing the death of the people who are vaccinated.
Right. 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 So how does that work?
I'm wondering.
You are blaming unvaccinated people for causing the death of some people that have been vaccinated. So why were they vaccinated? And how is it causing their death and not mine? How is it that I don't know when they're not spreading?
If we should apply reason and logic, we would come to no conclusion at all.
Right. You have to cancel logic. And you have to go by faith. And you have to say, I don't believe that my government or the authorities would lie to me. That's what you have to do. And you have to stand on it, you know, by blind faith. However, I unfortunately don't have the luxury of doing that. I happen to have the painful knowledge of when we've been complicit and we've complied and we've gone along before. I know that they shot up thousands of black men with syphilis just to see how it would kill them, so that they could study how they died. So,
and then it took 20 years for the men themselves to find out that they were injected with such.
Right. So if you ask me, am I skeptical? Yes. I think that I have every right to be skeptical. I think that can we ignore the fact that we've been hearing for years, those in the underground community, about Agenda 21 and a plan to kill off millions of people? The depopulation plan? Should we ignore that? Should we ignore the fact that some of the main players that's in the media that's encouraging us to get this vaccination are also some of the main players involved and related and have a relationship with the very institution that they say caused all of this? Should we ignore that? Should we just go on and forget about it and just say, oh, that's just coincidence?
What is happening, they know the memory and the short-term memory is so well affected with the majority of people. People are too much wanting to enjoy the comfort zone whereby they could pretend nothing is happening. So when you go into that world of illusion and nothing is happening, it means nothing is happening. But for those who are factual and want to examine the truth, we would know that something did happen and this virus started somewhere and some people, a few, would very well know of the origin. But what has happened, like every evil thing, it went out of control and the virus started mutating. And when that virus started mutating, COVID-19 is now 21. She has a driver's license now. She's no longer walking. She's driving. She's knocking on left, right, and center. And they're unable to contain her. 2 years now, she grew up. So now they are talking about a booster. Yes, because the original virus and what you had intended for her, okay, but now she mutated. You know, so it's no longer that 19-year-old is a fierce 21-year-old, and there is something out there killing people. It's no joke. But
right, I mean, something killed 9,000 people, even if that's the number. You know, that's a big number. So I'm not, I don't want anybody to think that I'm minimizing the number. That's a big number. All I'm saying is that 9,000 is not 2 million. And so we just need to be aware of that, and then you have to ask yourself why.
And then around the world, all countries, heads of countries, and we have seen some strangeness, which do not want to be part of the program. We have seen presidents being assassinated. Who did not want to be, yes, straight out assassinated. So at a time like that,
you see that, it's like some years ago during the war on terror, and the invasion in the Middle East, you know, with 9/11. You know, they blame Saddam Hussein and Afghanistan, so they bomb Iraq. So, but, you know, in a lot of ways, just looked like it was just simply those people that were going against the status of the Zionist agenda, mm-hmm. which is also part of Agenda 21. A Zionist agenda, yes. you know, controlling the gold. So Iran had their own gold, the dinar, Libya had their own gold coin. I forgot what they calling it now, but you know, Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein, they all died over because they wouldn't go along with the gold heist.
Yes, and then we examined the president, too, of Tanzania, John Magufuli.
Right.
He said, my country is not infected. Why do you want to give me a vaccine? Well, we know what happened to him. We had to bury him as well.
Right.
We see recently the Haitian president. He said, my country don't have a COVID-19 problem. Because you don't. Haiti's problem is AIDS. And has been for 20 years now and counting, and nothing was done. That is what's killing Haitians as far as what they are plagued with. That's the pandemic
right.
in Haiti, but nobody's talking. So
right.
you see what happened to Maurice. He disappeared too. So we want these dynamics how they play out. We don't want to say conspiracy theory for everything, but we have
we
to
don't,
wonder.
We have to but wonder, so you have all of these leaders of these African countries that have said, we're not sick. We don't want your COVID. We don't need your vaccine. Keep your vaccine. The president of Haiti said, listen, we don't need a vaccine. We got soy and ginger. That's all we need. And so that they got rid of them, allegedly. This is what it looked like. So maybe we should ignore it. This is what they would like for us to do. Ignore the fact that all of these presidents that have been assassinated recently have all said they're not buying into the virus and or vaccine story. So what do? They have these people removed.
So true. And what we are seeing happening also. There's a case where Israel went and vaccinated the whole population, and they were boasting that the whole population was vaccinated. Now, we see 53% of their population is now infected with the COVID. How do you explain that?
Right. How do you explain that? Or should we just write that off as a coincidence?
It's not.
You know? Or are we going to look at it for what it is and examine it with empirical evidence? Open it up, examine it, read it, be thorough about it, and look at it and say, this is something that seems to be wrong with this. We cannot deny these correlations between the assassinations of these African leaders of these African countries that don't want to take the vaccine. Should we just let that slide? I don't think so. I think that it is worth at least ask questions. You know, you have to be able to ask questions and walk into something sincerely. And never be afraid. You know, in 1974, my mother told me to never be afraid to ask a question. And I've tried not to ever since. And then, but you have to be prepared for what those answers are when they come back. Because, you know, they may not be what you think they ought to be, you know. So tonight, you know, we're talking about, we have more people that's in the queue. We're talking about the vaccine wars, what's going on. And, you know, the fact that they're making it mandatory now.
Yes.
Depending on
hospitals.
Where you work. And, yes. Yeah, but we knew that was coming. We knew that was coming because, you know, I when my granddaughter was born, God bless her precious heart, granddaddy love you, when my granddaughter was born, I said, you know what, let me go now to see her, because she's in another state. Let me go now to see her, where all I have to do now is take the test. Because when this vaccine come out, if my spider sisters tell me, now this is before the vaccine came out, my spider sisters are going to, they're telling me that they're going to make it mandatory to take this thing in order to travel, in order to work, in order to do a whole bunch of things. Why? It's all right there in Agenda 21, in the depopulation program. So I saw this coming down the pike. And the fact now I'm hearing that people in the hospital and the city workers and the federal workers, it's mandatory that you got to take the vaccine, or you got to take the test every week and you got to pay for it.
Yes, I am.
It's crazy.
And I want to just, I don't want to be a bringer of the doom and the gloom, but my sources in England told me, they heard on one news that people should stock up on water because the groceries were running low. What I also hear from my English sources, as we understand whatever happened in England, happens in America after, and then Canada, because England being a mother country. What I heard from a peep from my sources, they're going to have a temporary food shortage, and the groceries to create a panic and excitement. And you know, after that, how easy people succumb, because if you have no food, you will do anything to get it, right?
Right.
So
you'll take
by any means necessary, by, because you might get a little card to go down to the grocery, but of course, if you take the vaccine, you know, if you don't, you might not be eligible. But we just watch and we see how the things play out, because what is really happening, and we should understand this in a more serious level, this is in fact World War III. This is a certain type of war on which we understand how the spiritual warfare come down. We often talk of revelation, but we never understood that we are going to be living in the fact of revelation. And the Bible itself tells us that Satan will have a time upon the earth where he would rule, but it's only for a short time. And that too have to play out. So when we see this wickedness upon the earth, it will be getting worse before it gets better. And this is not to be the prophet of doom and gloom, but for us to deal with the reality. In 2021, we have entered into a new way of thinking. It's a new world. We are not in 1975. It's a new world order about to be instructed upon the earth, and it's not
so. Listen,
to
you know
stop
what?
It.
Let me piggyback off of what you just said, and then we're gonna get some more people there, because the clock is 7:30 already.
Yeah, and wonderful.
When you said about the famine and the food shortage, right? There's a guy on a short video guy on TikTok saying that for some reason in the mornings when he go to the oil rig to pick up the oil that's supposed to go different places, he has been instructed to get the oil, then take it someplace and just dump it.
So it would not reach the desired areas, would it?
Right.
Not? And this is by design.
This is by design. I mean, so he's on TikTok saying, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why they're telling me to do this. This is really strange. They're sending me to go pick the oil up. And then my instructions is to go somewhere, find a field, and just dump the oil. He said he called the bosses, and the bosses told him he just needs to follow instructions. Just dump
but,
the oil.
But, I mean, that makes some sense, because they're going to create that atmosphere.
The shortage. Right.
Right.
They're
and
creating
if,
the
and
shortage.
If what that young man says, if thousands of people is doing that, it means foods are not going to reach the grocery shelves, and they are going
right.
to blame.
Right. Well, there's already
drivers.
Something going on with the farmers, and the farmers having had to throw away food and stuff like that. You know,
so
these are things that are happening.
Happen, mm-hmm. Right. And if it can, so you see how now with that food shortage that orchestrating, it will be one of panic and excitement, and then people would have to succumb to certain, you know, activities
right.
which are already
right.
planned.
Right.
Okay, as you said, there are other people in the queue and you want to bring
right.
them in. And I'm far away from home. I'm about to call
right.
a cab now, Dr. Winborn. So hold on for me.
Right.
I'll be right back as well.
All right, so we're going to go out to 914-363-9007. 914-363-9007. Welcome to Local 26 Ethiopian Well Federation to the program.
Hello,
tonight.
How are you? How you doing?
You know what? This is not the comedy hour.
You got to laugh, some brother, to keep them crying. But you're right.
Yes.
There are so many confusing things. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And confusion, God says, not of me. Let me out. If God don't want to be in confusion, you can tell that confusion is a big...
God is not the author of confusion.
Right, and he don't nothing to do with it. So you know when God says something ain't good, it ain't good.
Right,
yeah,
right.
You know, like the vaccine or not vaccine, the chemicals in that vaccine, the fact that it has a luminary agenda, the fact that it has effects on the body and the mind and the physical and psychological. Then you talk about vaccinating people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You get to understand that people have their purpose in this world, and sometimes you have these evil doers. They want to conflict everybody, get everybody confused, get everybody upset, and so that they can go in and do what they want to do. So buyer beware. You know, it's like damn if you do, damn if you don't. If
right.
you take the vaccination, if you don't take it, you know, there are consequences both ways.
Right,
people are
right.
dying from the vaccination. They're right. getting blood clogs. Young people, they said, okay, you know what? We found the way now. 12 between 12 and 5 years old, it should be, I think it was 12 and 5 years old, it should be good to go. Then we find a young man, 15, took the vaccination, got a blood clot, and he died. Another young person, 8 years old, took the vaccine, and he passed away. And then they start saying that one of the subsequent side effects of it is that blood clot, certain kind of neurological effects, and visual and different things. It will affect that they will not know. They will not know these effects until they happen. So it's like Russian roulette. You know, you're taking a chance. You know. You know, I have not taken it myself yet. I'm protecting myself. I went to the doctor the other day, and while I was there, I took a COVID-19 exam, and came out, you know, it came out negative, and I do not have, don't plan on getting it. And it's just confusing, man. It's just confusing, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, you know, God bless you that you were able to go see your granddaughter and, you know, and be around her. My youngest grandson, who's going to be 2 and a half now, haven't yet gotten a chance to see him because I'm trying to protect him as well, which I'm planning now since I'm stronger and I don't have it. I'm planning on going to try to make a move to go see him. But, you know, it's just like you just don't know. You just don't know. And I was telling my daughter, you know, you got to be extra careful, all the hugging and kissing and carrying on, you know, with my grandson. Those things can't be. You don't want to be that way with people. But for the protection of the child, you have to take those precautions. So I'm telling people, when you have a new baby, born baby, very unfortunate, you know, you can't have people hugging and kissing and carrying on. Protect your children. You know, your young children, 8 and 5 years old, protect them because they do not have nothing for them right now, and they really don't know exactly how it's going to affect them if they do take the COVID vaccination. So protect your children naturally, you know, herbally, any way that you can. You know, because
they're innocent.
Yeah, they're innocent. they don't know. That's your job to know, mother, father. You know, it's your job to know. It's your job to protect your kids. So it's so important that we do this. It's important that we understand as a people because of the conditions that we live under. You know, the brother came on the other night. He talked about mold. Brother from Bolaro Corporation, an air cleaning corporation, a filtration air cleaning corporation. And he said mold is the cause of most of the conditions that children have, asthma, obesity, lung problems, okay, digestive problems, attention disorder, the mental chemical imbalances. He said a lot of that come from mold, and people don't really know how much mold they have in their homes. You know, there's no mold testing going on, so people don't know. So now by your child being in an environment that will induce a very, very low-level negative his or her immune system compromised or decreased or put into the point of low-level functioning, that exposing your child to an opportunity to all these other diseases that's coming out right now. So even that, you got to check that mold. Or you got to get you one, and I'm not trying to be a salesman here, but you got to get you a Valaro air filtration system that has has the same level of space age technology they're using NASA.
So look, okay. I'm curious. Would you recommend, yes or no, somebody to take the vaccine?
Do what now?
Would you recommend someone to take the vaccine or not?
I would not. You know, but there are circumstances that I don't understand right now because it's not clear from a medical perspective, people's condition, people's, you know what I'm saying? People already have compromised systems. The only reason I'm apprehensive about it and doing it different ways because of the fact of the matter is even though you get it, you're not protected. Only thing they say they will guarantee you won't die and you won't get severely sick. So I don't know how much good that is for different people who come from different environments and have different kind of compromised immune systems. What do that mean to an asthmatic? What do that mean to a severely type 2 or a diabetic? You know, what do that mean to a person with cardiovascular problems? You see people walking around with oxygen tanks, you know, little oxygen tanks because they can't breathe on their own. What do that mean to her? What does it mean to an older person like myself? As we get older, our system decreases and our everything, you know, goes on a lower level functioning. What does that mean? You know, if I have high blood pressure, what does that mean? You know what I'm saying? If I'm alcoholic, if I'm drug addict, if I have AIDS, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that's questionable, you know, because the vaccine is not 100%, and they look like to me they're finding out after somebody done died, oh, my God, it's not good for that person in that condition. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, damn if you do, damn if you don't. Putting something in your body that is a chemical that alters all the other chemicals in your body, because remember, we are chemically based physiologically. So when I put another chemical in my body and it has a trust, especially when you're talking about vaccinations, has an altering process. When somebody says, I can put this into your body and make your immune system detect a foreign body coming to your body, that's altering your chemical balances.
Your DNA.
Dig it. See what I'm saying? So when that happens, how much of that can I handle at my age, where I'm at right now physically? You know what I'm saying? So it's very difficult, but I would say, you know, generally, I would not suggest it, the vaccination, because of the fact there's no conclusive results of anything right now. Only thing they know that they want everybody vaccinated because they feel if everybody's vaccinated, yeah, some people might die, but the general population will live. I don't understand that. It's like Russian roulette. You know what I'm saying? Some will die, some will not die. But let's see what happens. You know.
Let's see what happens. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see who survives. You know, but it reminds me of the Tuskegee experiments. Let's shoot these guys up with the syphilis, and let's see who lives and let's see who dies, and let's chart how they died. Because the other thing I want people to remember is that number one, they never finished the trials, the testing. okay, which is the animal testing. They never finished the testing on the animals. Why? Because it's been said, it's alleged that all the animals died from the testing. And that's so they never got to the third phase of the testing with the humans, but we are that third phase. We are the third phase of testing. And then this is why the vaccines, none of the vaccines are FDA approved. They're only approved for emergency use.
The thing people don't understand either is that it takes 15 years to identify an effective vaccination. One that you can conclusively say, this is approved. This is why this one here has been authorized. They don't use the word approval. They say
right,
authorized.
Right.
Okay?
Authorized use.
It takes 5 years to get an identification of a vaccination, but it takes another 10 years before they come to a summation of who does it help, who does it not help, what does it do, how does it physiologically affect the body. It takes 25 years, actually, and this people can go and Google it, before they perfect a vaccination product, okay? It takes actually 25 years, people, before they actually have and can concretely say, without a shadow of a doubt, via science, via the laboratory research, that the CDC and all these epidemiologists, that this is good for type body type A, body type B, person C, person D, because they put all this in different categories. And they'll be able to tell it. But I guarantee you, 25 years from now, we'll know in the final analysis what this vaccine was good for, who it was good for, who it affected, who had a negative reaction to it, and so forth and so on.
Right, right. Let's see if we can get some more people in here in this conversation. We're going to go out. We're going to open the mic up 929. 929-206, 929-206. Your mic is open. Welcome to the conversation tonight.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen, and my sister. This is, you know, there are several scenarios here that are related to war. You know, when they go to war, they send out 100,000 men. And they say, hey, listen, we're sending out 100,000 men, but with the conditions that are there, that are in that area, we expect a death rate of 20%. Okay? So they're calculating how many men and women they will lose taking that action. Okay? My sister's best friend, her father worked with Fauci. He's a Navy. They were talking the other night. This vaccine or this disease was looked at and seen 15 years ago. Right. And they have, this is what I heard from a friend who was one of the head doctors for the CDC in the military. And they looked at this 15 years ago, and they were working on vaccines and working on so many vaccines for other things. What they did was they used some of those vaccines or chemicals to address this issue. Now, if this issue hadn't come up, they'd probably still be working on it. All right, that's where that 25 years comes in. The FDA hasn't approved, from what I understand, anything.
Right.
You know, we haven't approved anything. The other thing is that here we have climatic situation. Okay, with all the hospitals that we have out here, 19,000 people can die in 20 hospitals. You know, because of this situation. Now, the other thing with the governments, these people who are dying, I said something a couple of weeks ago on two occasions about economic hitmen. All right, if you're not going my way, and you're a problem, well, we'll just take you out and we'll put somebody else in. You know, they can do that with medicine. They can do that with the conditions of the country at the time, and say, oh, this is a shame, you know, and they had this disease or that disease. For those countries in Africa that don't have the disease, because all everything seems to be pointed here anyway, which is evolving, and so on. To force that on these countries and its people, you know, it's about money.
Right.
It's about money. And it's about control. Okay. And if it wasn't the COVID-19, it would be something else. So as far as taking the vaccine is concerned, you know, what's in our food? What's in the medications? And I have a friend that's a chemist, and he works for one of these companies. And he says, oh, Ron, listen, we use all these different types of herbs and chemicals and things that we develop to solve the problem. I said, well, when I look at a bottle of tablets, it says, if you take this, they don't say that you may die, but they say, if you take this and you have this problem and that problem, don't take it. But if you have this problem, that problem, and then you wind up with the symptoms of that problem, see your doctor. You know, it's the same thing about the vaccine. Listen, if you're compromised in any way, you have more chance of dying without the vaccine than you do with the vaccine. All right? And there are people that who have not taken the vaccine and no symptoms or anything else like that, and they've gotten the disease. And usually what has happened, because they're in these crowds and stuff like that, a lot of old phase, you know, in these crowds, you know, and stuff, and they want to say, I'm telling everybody to take the vaccine. I should have took it. You know, I'm a conservative, you know, strictly conservative. What does it have to do with your life and your children's life? Mm-hmm. You know, we can go through all the conspiracy theories that we want, and some of you maybe, because they've been talking about population control since Herodotus.
Right.
You know, okay, that's not a new thing. You can't blame that on Gates or any of them. They've been doing this for a long time.
For a long time.
And being that, one, Earth is being overpopulated, you know, is overpopulated, you know, as they say, because we don't count it, and so on, they say, well, we're going to have to either send some people to Mars or the moon, you know, or we're going to have to kill some people off. When person goes to war and he kills everybody in the town, or thinks he kills everybody in town, why does he burn the food? He takes what he wants, and they burn all the plants, all the food, kill all the cattle, you know, and all that other kind of stuff. So anybody coming in who they didn't get can't survive. You know, so you know, this is another scenario. If they do, they've been talking about food shortage for a long time, because now, and the farmers weren't selling any food, grocery stores weren't getting any food or anything else. Now there's lower prices are going up. People without jobs, you know, can't buy food,
mm-hmm.
and the farmers are starving, and everybody else. So they're talking about food shortage. Everybody better stack that food, or call that company that produces the survivalist stuff, you know, and so on. So all these things, you know, we can hypothetically look at everything, and it can sound, you know, or not.
Right.
But the thing is that something's happening. Millions of people are dying, you know, or getting affected. And that's at this point a fact. Tell the person who lost 6 people in their family to this COVID because they didn't take the shot. Tell him that this is not happening. It's only a certain amount. You know, it's we have to really think. We ourselves can't do anything about it. You know, but stay safe. You know, and stuff. and try not to get into big crowds, go to big parties and all that other kind of stuff like these other people are saying, well, you know, I could die tomorrow. So why not live another day and see?
Right.
You know?
I think that great question for me, a lot of stuff that I don't understand, a lot of stuff that I think is just pure BS. However, if I'm in a crowd, you better believe I got my mask on. If I'm around people who I don't know, I have my mask on. Why?
And you go in your house and you wash somebody's house, you wash your hands and, you know, what have you, and keep it moving.
Right. Just in case I'm wrong. You know what I mean? So, that's me. You know, so I always say, like, better safe than sorry. But again,
the questions remain that
you still have to, you know, address or at least ask the question about.
Yeah. The other thing is that stress causes disease. All right. So you put something out there and everybody, I remember that when I was a kid, I was living in Corona, Queens, and there was this gang, Irish gang called the Boston Road Baldies. And the story was that the Boston Road Baldies would come, these were Irish guys, and they would come down through the city, large gang, beat people up, cut them, you know, throw them in front of trains and all this other kind of stuff. And this was, I didn't know this was an urban legend. But as a kid, I hear about the Boston Road Baldies, 11, 12 years old, 13 years old. You know, people were off to, I looked at the thing, I see people off the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and, but as this is, people are getting scared. Their minds are going about what it is, what it's not, who did this and who did that. Their blood pressure
mm-hmm.
goes up. You know, they get anxiety, they get all this other kind of stuff, and then they get sick and die.
Right. Right.
You know, so this could be part of warfare too. If I want to go through a conspiracy theory, they want everybody to get excited, and those who are not in good health, you know, get anxiety attacks, you know, what have you, and everything else, and when they go in the hospital and they die. Minus one.
True. It could be, you're absolutely right, a tactic of warfare, a phase that we didn't consider. You're absolutely right. So, you have to be so careful with the whole thing. I told somebody, as far as stressing out, I won't even turn my television on before 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because I don't want that negative energy on me early in the morning and having had to deal with it and deal with all of these other things that come along with it.
Yeah.
And so I'm very, very much concerned about having certain energies around me. So you're
mm-hmm.
absolutely right, so that I don't get caught up in the stress and the worrying and not being able to do anything about it. Sometimes, I distance myself until I'm ready, and then I'll go in. And I'll try to address it.
One point more. My attitude has been for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I can't deal with it myself, and I can't find nobody else to deal with it, I'm gonna go about my way, and I'm not gonna worry about it.
Right.
You know, if it comes, it comes. I'm gonna fight the best fight I can fight. But if I
right.
gotta worry about it, that means I can't move. I can't stand still. I can't produce anything. I can't think about anything else. I'm gonna sit there
right.
and wait for this thing to die.
Right.
If a satellite
is
gonna hit me, and I'm too scared to move,
right.
I'm gonna die.
You better snap out of it. And get your foot loose on, and get away from that. Because if you're standing like a dead caught in the headlights, it's going to be a problem. All right, let's see if we can get some other people into this conversation. Because we got quite a few people in, so we're going to try to get everybody. 929, we're going to go out. 929, get ready. 929-303. Your mic is open. Welcome to the call tonight. You listen to Ethiopian Rough Federation, open number 26. Welcome.
Greetings and blessings to all. of the
greetings.
We're welcoming the way to keep healthy of alkaline in our bodies with the right foods. And that's why a year ago we suggest that we will aim to have an investment in a small eatery or restaurant to be able to develop foods that we can make our people more healthy. So as we go on in it, with the whole situation of developing a limit that the situation cannot affect the black bodies, is to be able to eat the right food. And we suggest them all the time. Everybody know what they're saying. We're making our food, our medicine. It will be a better result to be able to think right. Because when you're not eating right, you're not thinking right. So sometimes when things happen, we find out how that person is eating, how it's living. And that's why we can't think right. So because we think that the regular food I have on the market here is what we should be eating. But is that not what we should be eating at this age over 50 and 60 and 70? We should be eating the proper foods in order to let us have the proper minds that can help our people of the proper creation. And in thought, word, and deed, we have to think things, do things, and still say it in order to make a better living foundation. We can't just say it coming and we don't do nothing about it. We have to empower ourselves and the people around us to let them know it's not no one way around this world. It's not no one set of things, no one set of people with a one set of knowledge, no one of them there on this world. This is a world that's run by the people of the past and the people who put down the original understanding for us. So we shouldn't be sick in this time because we have all the medicines laid out for us in the bush that they don't want us to bring in this country. These are the same bush that they used to keep us healthy. So now we're getting them now and we see how unhealthy we was. We want to develop a way to start sharing them and making a tea house with them. So in bringing unity among our brethren in 26, two of us speak of it. Saying that we endorse it. So this is one of the areas that we can bring more health to our population by having tea houses that can bring the different teas that can bring us empty. So, you know, it's all good into knowing that we can use something that we have. It's not expensive to do.
You mentioned the alkaline water, right? What else can we do specifically as far as the intake is concerned that could fight against
a lot of vitamins.
So what about what the Haitian president said with the soy and the ginger? Can you explain that? You know, that isn't how that works.
Well, when you're using things that are of the highest nature of foods, those are the things that gonna work. You know them, I know them. To call them out is gonna be a travesty, because if I said this, the other person goes say that. If I said six of them and not 10, the person okay. Say leave out some. So we know the areas of food that we're supposed to have and eat at this time. But if people eating a lot of blood, because the biggest COVID situation was in the blood in the blood factory, the animal factory, because they couldn't get people to work there. And some of it had to leave back. And some of these animals that are eating out here have been the things that are making our mind can't work properly. Because sometimes people see they have a bone in their hand and they see a bone in the water down below. And they drop the bone in their hand and picking up the one down there. You have everything. People have everything in their hand to use. Right now, I have spinach. I have more than 50 aloe vera tree growing in my house. I have spinach that I can pick and use. I have callaloo. I have French thyme. other things. But what I'm saying is that suppose I get a place where I can work. Every day I can deliver certain vegetables where that we can have a better living foundation and thinking right. And all the money we get and we don't get the right thing, we not don't go nowhere. Got people plenty money dying right now. And that's what we're talking about, going on the children. We don't know if we have it. Because if you go eat a meat from a bad factory, that day they have it and you catch the meat, it's in the blood. When you eat that meat from that factory that had something that was in the blood with that man breathing in it, and you get it and come around us, they have us. Because a lot of people right now, that's very crazy. Because the DNA changing. They mightn't get the full DNA, the full sickness, but they catch something. You're catching a cold regular. People are supposed to take a lot of vitamin C because we're not eating a ton of iron. So these are the things that are the big things that we can use to keep our nostril clear and drinking hot things and going in warm areas in the evening and hot showers and soaks and stuff. But those of us that are alkaline in our body, not just alkaline water, is our body alkaline from the food we eat. And if you don't have an alkaline body and you go by somebody, the person with the alkaline body don't might catch nothing, but the person who have non-alkaline body, he would catch something quick. So you're going to have people prejudice against people soon. So that's why we want to bring out to our people that we love, and I love my brethren and them. I'm not going to love you yesterday and not today. If I love you yesterday and today that you're doing something wrong, I'm going to show you you're doing it wrong. If I'm doing something wrong, show me and I'm doing it wrong. And if we can better our civilization in which we live and the people in the surrounding areas where we live and where we come from, we're going to be Amen. Doing something for God, and God going to bless us. Because we know there is one God. Oh, Father, who art in heaven. Heaven is right here. And Amen. We have to live together as a brother and a sister that know each other. And knowing that you're not going to fall down nowhere, and we're not going to bring the spirit of him among you to awaken you. And it's we have it. Because we have the light and the light and the way. We that walk in his footsteps and live in his foundation and do as he say. Walk in his footsteps, meaning that we do his will. The seeds and grains and different things we have to eat, but we have to know how to do it and how to cook them and how to use them to benefit our bodies. Because I'm getting back young and seeing that I change my ways and getting back young and I feel it. That's why I can, my memory is getting better and everything. So it's a blessing. Thank you for the time out, sir.
God bless you, man.
All right, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. All right.
Dr. Rainbow, I'm back on, but I just want to comment on what Mr. Delano Brown said about his getting back young. I want him to share that secret of the fountain of youth for us.
Yeah, I got that's it. Invest in the restaurant that Mr. Robinson said that is a good investment. He endorsed me in that subject, Brian, and we have a business to do, and that is what we do, economic development, not money, economic development. Don't come tell me about no money. I don't want no money. I need economic development. I don't deal with a lot of money. We used to pay 500 and 1,000 people a week, and I have to count out the cash and put in envelope with a check outside for them to sign. So I know about money and cash. I want to know about economic development. Let's speak that. Restaurants and apartments for everybody. For everybody have their own apartment that they can use it as equity in their life to develop something. The kids can come and get it and have the school for to pay to go college. Show the school that they own something and they can put up the papers to pay the tuition for 2 years or how much years until they get the subsidy just to get into the college. So we know we have the things that we need And the only way we're going to be together is the people that have the inspiration from the ancestors have to join with my American brothers, as Marcus Garvey said. I love Selassie more than everybody else, but Marcus Garvey said.
And also to Mr. Brown, I would like to wish you a happy belated birthday as well.
The
oh, really?
Now.
Happy
yes.
birthday! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Come on.
Brother Brown.
Same day
Brother
like
Brown,
Mandela.
My ancestor, my great-grandmother used to say, it's not your birthday, it's your mother's birthday. Yes, your mother's birthday, but it's your Earth Day. Your mother gave birth
that's
and
right.
you fell to Earth.
That's strong.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
He
that's
had the birthday
beautiful.
July 18th like Nelson Mandela. Happy
hey.
Birthday, brother. Love you, brother.
Happy
no,
birthday.
No, it wasn't a July
and
the 30th.
He don't tell me must go on. He told me that personally. I talked to him at 125th. He said, you're the 18th. Move up. And do what you're supposed to get done. And I went to his celebration. We have pictures with Bishop Tutu and the Mayor Dinkins hugging me up when they kill off the African brother, the African American brother in the plane when the plane crashed, and they had
yeah,
his
California.
Life celebration. No, not
yeah.
in California. In Africa, he was flying back from Brown. That was in President King
Clinton.
He was the head of commerce, the director of commerce,
right,
the black
Ron
brother
Brown?
Flew into a mountain.
Ron
yeah,
Brown.
Yeah,
Brown. He was the Secretary of Agriculture.
Secretary,
no,
yeah, he flew into a mountain.
He was the Commerce Secretary, I believe.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Well,
to say,
he didn't blow up in the plane. And when they had his life celebration down at the Hyatt Hotel, I was invited. I don't know how come I get invited, but I went. In the end, I have a picture with Bishop Tutu after I made my speech with Bishop and Tutu, the mayor hugging me up. And I fight for that picture, the girlfriend, take it away. Say, I'm not going to get it because I don't love her no more. So I don't mind. But I want a picture so bad, man.
Ross Drummer, Ian Brown. Man, there'll never be another one like you, brother. There's only
Amen,
one you.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Yeah, remember my mother's name is Marijuana. You know? We come to do something now. I come to do work in America, you know. This is not no acting, no. You check my track record and see who's keeping the Carpenters Union that said I'd learn to work with drummer, the guy that named Brown, Ian. I'm not fading and backing up to no thing. But God is our guide and we are his children and we should be like him. Walk in his footsteps daily. Not backbite to Sunday. You walk in the footsteps on Monday and start do something different. No, we are consistent. No mix up mood and attitude. We are one people, man. The more we get that is one people we be. The slave that went to South Carolina, they came to Barbados, because we had the breeding ground, breeding the slaves to send to Barbados and Jamaica and Guyana. We was breeding the slaves to send to these countries. And
Amen.
Then when they worked in these countries and breed the other slaves, they send them on to North America. It's a breeding ground we was on. We was like animals, and now we have awareness. We go fight each other. We better see the eyes now, because we know I'm living here over 50 years. And I have a clean record. I'm willing to do something with it. I'm willing to work. I'm not looking to fight nobody and make no problem. The energy I'm going to put in a fight, I'm going to put it into economic development. If anybody want to do economic development, stores, cloth, cotton, food, hemp, these are the things that we are doing. Using the earth as our guide, growing things, making places in New York that you can put farmers in buildings. People can come to work bagging out fruits and not fruits, vegetables that grow every 3 months. I'm having stores to buy them and people working. Let's develop, man. If this is the area, America. We come here, we can't make China beat here. We come here to do, we're the Buffalo Soldiers. You come to work with America, man. So God bless you all. Thank you for the time out.
And thank
God bless you,
too.
Brother.
And Dr. Winborn, you can bring in the rest.
All right, so next in line, we're going out to 347-801. This is our chaplain. 347-801. Greetings, chaplain. Your mic is open.
Greetings. Blessed love, each and every one of the Chokwa Federation.
Welcome, chaplain. It's a wonderful evening.
Yes, yes, it is. It is. I observe and blessed or strong to Ian Brown, the elder, and look to see many, many, many more. So your children could be more joyous as they grow. Pertaining to the subject matter and the health, Jomat stated some great points in the health department. I bring some words from His Imperial Majesty. True love is like ghosts, which everyone talk about and few have seen. Haile Selassie. When Africa righteous people come together, the world will come together.
Yes.
Selassie. Peace is a day-to-day problem. The product of multitude of events and judgment. Peace is not an is. It is a becoming. Haile Selassie. A people without a nation they can really call their own is a people without a soul. Some recommendation that I have thought about towards the health crisis, pandemic, COVID-19, and the imposition of vaccination upon the people. So we are responsible for in the sense of Congress that we know of, with a reparation of Solomonic Dynasty document and health department and land. And with that, a resolution to protect the Solomonic Dynasty territories of the Crown. And the resolution with those is to reserve human rights within sovereignty of territories of the Crown. We the people, for the people, by the people. Certificate of Liberation was sent to all locals, and the members should have a copy for themselves for protection of anything indicating to their liberty to move, travel, and do well. Yes. So at least we have something in place, and to more to be done.
Captain, we can't hear you real low.
He's lost.
Yes, Chaplain, if you there, are you still there with us, Chaplain?
Yeah,
you can hear me. Yeah,
no,
barely.
Yeah, we need.
Okay. Yeah, pertaining to the health department, that is within the locals, establish the committees all around, and that is a long process, but the short and effective. The council members know how to make that effective in a mass grade so we could protect our people. Give thanks for the reasoning on the the food, and you know, we know that our cell changes every 30 days. And as the consumer of this food, the consumer of the food, what it evaporates, it's carbonated, natural, plant-based. You know, it's carbonated on carbon, 666, proton, neutron, electron, and we see that in the dictionary as evolved to a man and the foundation of a man. And so that's the real 666. So within the 30 days and the cells change, the hair of the body as well changes, where it become the antenna of the universe, the recognition, because once we are navigating, just like the birds, they navigate. We navigate in this world. They are clean and unclean atmosphere, and we're able to detect these clean and unclean atmosphere. We know cleanliness is godliness. So our interpretation of cleanliness in the ethical of the chaplain hygiene department, that will be the internal part in the cleansing, and that will come from into the out of the cleansing factor of clean and cleansing. So that's the really effective way to maintain the tradition and the independence of Ethiopia. If we are under fear and direction from a lower contracting party, it leads us to defeat. And we know that we are victorious. We are victorious in the battle, good over evil. We always be victorious. And so we know that in order to stay independent and to be up and functioning, and you know, to be this person that we evolved, that we should be evolving and function, and you know, keep our independency and such. That's the main idea and the aim and objective, to maintain the sovereignty and the integrity of Ethiopia. You know, so I'll give thanks for the moment. Blessed love.
Right. Thank you so very much, Chaplain, for your input. You know, always a pleasure to have your views on our food, on our nutrition, and what we put into the bodies. Very important, you know, our holistic health, because what you put in your body affects the mind. So it's really good to have this input. So, Dr. Wimbun, if you can bring some more. Ever waiting in the queue, I'll pass it back on to you at this time.
We're going to go back out to 646-986. Get ready, 646-986. Your mic is open. Welcome to Local 26 and the conversation tonight. 646-986, your mic is open. Welcome.
Greetings. Greetings, international organizer of the Ethiopian World Federation here.
Oh, welcome. We
moment.
Have our international organizer. Let's give her a hand for blessing us with her presence this afternoon, this evening. Welcome, international organizer.
Give thanks. I love the discussion. I'm an herbalist as well. And I produce a manufacture a line of herbal capsules. Yes. So I recommend first that you basically eat one meal a day, and that one meal a day be between 12 and 4. And then in the morning you could have some light fruits, and in the evening as well you could have some light fruits or soup. But your heavy meal could be between 12 and 4, so you don't lay down on the food and it has a chance to digest. I also recommend the sea moss as it takes the mucus out of the body, and most disease is caused by mucus. Yes? I recommend that you walk a lot. You walk in the early in the morning. You drink alkaline water. And some of the herbs that I recommend that you take is black seed, yes, in the capsule or in the oil. You could take the oil. I also recommend the Cape aloe, which is from the southern part of Africa, which is 23 times stronger than the aloe vera. It cleans the blood and really helps eliminate backed up waste. Because many of us underneath our rib cage, right under the, there's sometimes a hard spot there. And that hard spot is backed up waste, which you need to remove. So the Cape aloe helps you do that. And as I said, the alkaline water, drink plenty water. You can't drink too much water. Water also helps the bowels move. Yes. And I recommend turmeric and ginger, cayenne pepper. Yes. And the aloe, I would recommend that you take it at night. And let's see what else. That's pretty good. Those herbs, I recommend those herbs. And I don't recommend, I don't really recommend the shots. I have had an experience myself in 1980 where I almost died from one of those shots, so I haven't taken a shot since then. The only way I plan to take it is if they tie me down. So all we have to do is eat properly, keep our immune system up, and I'm not too much into the, don't go too much into a lot of crowds. And the mask, to me, is going to cause problems with your respiratory system because it's not allowing you to breathe. Especially, a lot of people are wearing masks like it's styled. And so you're wearing all those colored masks, and all those masks are dyes. You're breathing in dyes. So that can't really be very good for your respiratory system. So down the line, you're going to hear, oh, the mask caused, yes, it caused. And the mask also says to me, shut up. They don't want to hear what you say. Just a little while ago, when you if you wore a mask, you would be arrested. Now they want to arrest you if you don't wear a mask, you know? And I can't understand how we trust the same people that have done so much to us, and now whatever they say, we continue to trust. I enjoyed hearing Brother Brown, and I'm definitely for, as he says, economic development. Because without economic development, what we talk about is just rhetoric or a social club. We have to put our money where our mouth is and put it together. Yes, there are many businesses and enterprises going on that we're not really involved in, and we're just accepting crumbs off of the table, including the cannabis industry. That's one of the leading industries, and not millions, it's billions of dollars in that industry. And we need to get into that industry. It's legal now. Everything that the Rasta community used to say about herb, they are now saying. We say ito, they say plant-based. Right. We told them how cannabis could calm your nerves, help your congestion, yes, help your mental. Now all the things that we said, they are saying and claiming, like they discovered it, sort of like how Columbus discovered America. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. So I look forward to working with, especially with the president and the vice president, because they put their money where their mouth is. They're businessmen. And I look forward to a good year. We have a good council. and I give thanks for the moment. Federation Rising.
Thank you so very much, Empress, for coming on the show.
Sister Emma, I just wanted, if you could tell me the name of that aloe from Africa.
It's called Cape Aloe for Rocks.
C-A-P-E?
Yes, C-A-P-E.
Dr. Winborn, Dr. Robinson, are you inquiring about the aloe?
Yes, from the Africa.
My natural health doctor have it. I just bought some two days ago. It's excellent.
Amen, amen. I shall call you.
It's about 25
Well, listen, wait a minute. You say you bought some? You're looking to... That is one of my herbal capsules that I do.
Okay,
well,
wonderful.
Well,
then, take it from... Sorry. It's also from Africa,
to
too.
To them,
yes.
I'm going to call you.
Sorry, but... Thank you,
I lived in the southern part of Africa, Azania.
Yes, right.
I don't like to call it South Africa. We call it Azania. I lived there for 7 years. So I bring the Cape Aloe from the south. I also import the sea moss. And as I told you, I have a line of...
Do you have the red sea moss?
I have the purple, the gold, the mix.
Okay.
Yes. I'm a businesswoman, you know. I'm a businesswoman.
Oh,
right. Which is why I wanted to be the international organizer, because we have many, many manufactured products in our local that our members are creating, but they are not trading with one another, one local to another. We could make much economic business. You know? So
right.
I look forward.
We're getting ready to develop some housing in Accra, Ghana, in Jamestown for people that have been displaced by the Chinese. And they need and build them a school. But we also need to build a factory they can work. So we're looking for different ideas as well.
Oh, I know Jamestown.
Yes.
Ghana,
great.
That's one of my first homes. I started going to Ghana in 1975.
Praise God.
Yes.
Well, sister.
Jamestown, that's quite a place.
Yes.
All right, I look forward and give thanks for the moment and Federation Rising.
Federation Rising.
Okay, Dr. Medvon,
all right, we're going to go out. We're going to open the mic. We got some more. Wow. And they're still coming in. All right. 347. 347-313. Get ready. 347-313. Welcome to the Ethiopian World Federation, local number 26. Your mic is open. Welcome to the call.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Samantha. How are you? Samantha Robinson. How's everybody doing today?
Good. Wonderful. Welcome, you, Samantha.
Yes. Well, I just was very intrigued by the information that was just passed on to us about the vaccine and things of that nature. I recently just obtained my license as a life insurance broker, and we have been seeing a lot of people coming in trying to get covered because of the pandemic and different health issues. So I think the importance of educating ourselves and making ourselves healthier, and like you said, economic development is something that's going to make us better, for not just us but our generations better. So I just basically wanted to make sure that I said that, and thank you guys for creating this platform for us to be able to talk about these things, because these are conversations that we weren't having a couple of years ago. So that
do I know that young lady?
I think so. I think you know me, sir. I don't know. How's that going, boy? You probably know me, too.
Listen, when you said Robinson, I was like, oh, another one. So we knew
it's the same one. It's the same one. You didn't tell me to give him my ice cream, so... Yeah, you didn't tell him to get my ice cream, so it's time to get them. It's the only way to get the business
man. Sister Sadie, this is my niece.
Yes.
This beautiful
lady came on a surprise, everyone.
Yes, hello.
Hello and welcome to a Sunday evening of fun where we, the families get together and sometimes we laugh, we cry, we do everything over here. So welcome and feel free to just come and be free.
Yes, that is. That is. That's what it's all about. It's so funny. I had an appointment today with a family that had insurance for so long but didn't realize that their insurance wasn't the best. So it's funny. I was telling them about a couple of situations that I've been in with, like, having family and us thinking that we're going to be here forever, and we don't. You know, we're not here. You know, a lot of people I've known hasn't made it to 30. So I'm just blessed to be in the moment, as the other lady had said, you know, being here and talking and being able to listen to how great my uncle is and how everybody, you know, thinks he's great. I don't. I'd be so intrigued by it.
We enjoy him.
I gave all of my cream.
I'm so like you know how you know somebody,
man?
Like, oh my God, like, who's that? You know my uncle? Like, not him. It's a blessing though to be able to be a part of this, and I'm glad that we have these platforms to do this on. It's really appreciative.
I'm really glad to have you, young lady.
Yes, yes, yes. How you say it? And it's so many. I didn't realize how many business women were on here. I mean, I always hear the guys be holding it down all the time, but to hear the ladies, it's like, okay.
No, and Sunday evenings we control this is the airwave.
Yes,
so
that's
feel
right.
Free. Yeah, we knock the voices of the male out.
Yes, because we are here.
Oh yeah, Wimbledon, presence is found.
Yes, and Dr. Wimbledon, he's so intelligent. Him and our Uncle Ronnie to me, but Reverend Ron to you guys. The amount of knowledge that's on this call is amazing.
Thank you.
Oh,
Thank you so much. So my knowledge tells me that it's 8:35 and we got to keep it moving. So thank you, niece. We appreciate it. And I know that you're working with, I think you're working with Pride America. Is that still who you're with?
Yes, yes, Dr. Wimbledon, you weren't telling any stories when you told me that test was going to kick my behind, but I got past it, you know?
You got past it? All right.
Yeah, I got past it.
Why don't you give us your number in case anybody is looking to get some insurance, life insurance? We'll have it and we all reckon it'll be out there. What's your number?
Definitely. So my telephone number is 347-313-4080. 347-313-4080. And my name is Samantha Robinson. So I really appreciate you guys. Have a great one. And be safe and a wonderful week.
Thank you. You do the same. All right. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to go out to 914. We're going back up to 914. 914-979. 914-979. Your mic is open. Welcome to the Ethiopian World Federation, local number 26.
Yes, indeed, my brother. Peace and blessings to you and everyone else. Yeah, I'm glad to have an opportunity to share some of the information as they have shared some with us, you know. It was pretty good what you said thus far, because we had a chance to hear about, you know, the herbal opportunities and the diet, which is really important. And also the other piece which is really important, too, is the spiritual side as well, because when you really look at this, you know, one of the things that you don't have to be what you call a genius to figure this out. When you breathe in oxygen.
Well, one moment. I don't want to cut you off. But somebody's got have us on speaker. And so I'm getting a feedback. It sounds like he's talking twice. So be conscious.
Oh, can you hear me better now?
Yes. Oh, was that you?
Yeah,
yes,
I was on speaker
now.
There we go.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, so what I was saying is when you breathe in, you know, oxygen into your system, you breathe out the carbon monoxide. And the funny thing about it with these masks, what you end up doing is breathing back in carbon monoxide again. So it does have a serious impact on people's health, whether they realize it or not, for their respiratory system, as one of the sisters had mentioned there. And one of the things that we need to do is to not only just deal with that, but the other side of it is to also acknowledge the spiritual shield of God in Christ, that, or if you're a Muslim, even the spiritual shield of Allah. But the bottom line is, in dealing with this, you know, we can also see that that protection can be there and be very real for us as well. But, you know, the only problem with these masks is that in dealing with masks on a regular, you are breathing in the toxic energy that the body is releasing, and you're putting it back into your system. So you do have to be careful with that, because that's not always what you would call the best strategy to deal with, even though they're telling you, oh, no, no, you got to deal with this because this will help you. But it's also hurting you as well. So that's something you got to really take into consideration. That's one thing. The other thing is that, you know, the herbal and the diet and the cleansing of our systems are very important as well, because just as with Dr. Sabi that was there, you know, he had utilized different herbal, you know, opportunities, some that came from Africa, some that came from South America, and these different herbal opportunities actually cured people of cancer and diabetes and, you know, other serious diseases. And these are things that are available now that are on the table, as the sister had mentioned earlier, you know, for us to look at things from a holistic health perspective, you know, and that's really important, because if we can start to conceive things from a more healthier, you know, viewpoint, instead of just dealing with whatever so-called Master Charlie tells us to take. And unfortunately, many of our people are, you know, whatever Master Charlie says, we're going to do, and we ain't even going to ask no questions about it. We're just going to do it. But the bottom line is, as, you know, I think it was our brother that mentioned earlier, you know, can you really put your full faith into people that have really in the past history have done a lot of negative things against us? And that's one of the things, and even Brother Farrakhan had even said, you know, the same thing. When you look back at the history of the different things that, you know, have been done to us, you really want to put all your faith into this vaccine? Because this vaccine could be very harmful. And one of the major reasons why so many people in our community are dying from this could be the fact that some of this stuff is focused on that happening. But anyway, the bottom line is this. We do need to take things more seriously from a holistic perspective, the food that we eat, and if we're not really sure what food we should eat, because one thing I could tell you right off the top, Porky the Pig is a very toxic, you know, food to deal with. And basically with Porky the Pig, one of the analogies that have been done already is that they found out that pork can actually cause cancer if you eat, you know, pork on a regular basis. So you have to be careful even with that. But the bottom line is what you eat can have a huge impact on your system and really affect your health. So we do need to look at the type of foods that we eat. Is that toxic energy does build up in our system from our food, from different things that we participate in dealing with as far as what we drink and things as well. But the bottom line is, you know, there's different herbs and there's also different even juices, like something called prune juice that a person can take that can help to, you know, get rid of the toxins that build up in your system. Because too many times when the toxins build up over a period of time in your system, it can cause you to get sick. It can cause you to get an illness. So you want to make sure that your ability to have your energy up as high as possible is available, and that comes from eating the right food, taking healthy aspects like different herbs that can really help you. And then by dealing with that from that perspective, it's going to have a huge and more positive impact on you. Then when you're going to deal with what Master Charlie's telling you to take, and you're going to take that with no questions asked, and then you don't know whether you're going to end up getting good results from that or bad. Some people are saying they've had bad, and some people are saying they had good, but the bottom line is you have to be careful. And the best way to deal with it, where you don't have to worry about, well, what's in this container of vaccine? Is this going to be for me or is this going to be against me? You don't even have to worry about that. All you have to do is start to look at things from more of a holistic and healthier perspective, and then that question doesn't even have to be on the table for you. So these are things that we really need to take a serious look at from a more healthier perspective, because once you start living in a more healthier perspective, that's what's going to come your way. Because what's the old saying? What you see is what you get. And if you're going to be seeing things, you know, in a negative perspective as far as what you're trying to deal with, then that's what's going to come your way.
And
if you deal with it from a more positive perspective, then that's what's going to come your way as well. So, again, I thank you for allowing me to come on to talk about this because, like I said, between the spirituality and seeing ourselves wrapped in the shield of God's protection is very important. And if we can keep our mind up on that note, that's going to have a positive impact. And also the food that we eat and the, you know, the things that we drink as well. And like the sister said, which is very important, having enough water. And as I said earlier, even the juice called prune juice that comes from a fruit, that's even something that can help to eliminate a lot of toxins that can build up in your system. So all of these things are very important. And as we start to focus on things from a more healthier perspective and not so much, you know, put all our trust in the situations that could be very devastating for us, we can see things, you know, really develop into our lives from a more positive and healthier situation that will cause a more healthier, you know, impact on our lives.
How would you paint to see in a more positive light what we are experiencing now with the pandemic? How would you can kind of give us a hint? Or someone says, all I see is negativity, all I see is death, all I see is lies, all I see is conspiracy, all I see is things going wrong. From what angle could we start looking at this in a more positive way so that we now can start having the experience that we want to have, one of being uplifted?
Right. Well, one of the things, as I said earlier, which is something that we really need to take into perspective, and it hasn't been spoken about that much, but one of the things that really we need to focus on as well is dealing with things from a spiritual perspective. Because as we acknowledge that the power of God is that which can be a definite shield of protection for us, because basically I don't wear a mask, and I've never really had any illness where I felt ill or anything with it, and I see a lot of people, more and more people now, not wearing masks, which is, I believe, a good thing because of the toxicity there that comes from dealing with that carbon monoxide that you're constantly breathing in when you're really supposed to be breathing it out. But anyway, the bottom line is, if we see things from more of a spiritual perspective, and even if we come together more so, from a spiritual unity perspective, and we start to see an ending of the COVID situation coming about, I believe we could bring it about. Because the bottom line is this, that many times, you know, through our being here in this country and being here in this system, we've been taught that we can only achieve very little and can't really accomplish that much. And because we've been told that, you know, if you're looking at the COVID, it's like, what? We could stop the COVID? Are you kidding? We could never. Yes, we can do it. But the bottom line is that we have to be able to see ourselves from another viewpoint, not from being limited people that can only accomplish very little, but seeing ourselves as spiritual people that can really accomplish great and amazing and supernatural things that God has already given us, the God-given power within us. But the only problem is that unfortunately many of us have been taught just the opposite, so we don't believe it. But once we start to open our minds and hearts to know, even it says it in the Bible, you know, Lord, you know, Jehovah said, you know, you are made in the likeness and image of God. How can you be made in the likeness and image of God and be a very limited person that can do but so little? That's impossible. If you are made in the likeness and image of God, that means that the God-given power that is within you, all it has to be is activated. And the only way that you can activate God's power within you is to realize that that power is within you. And this is something that you have been given from your birth when you came here on this planet. So all you have to do is acknowledge that and realize that this is something that is real and alive and well within you. But you have to activate it. And the only way that you can activate it is through your faith in God and in Christ, and know that that power does really exist. It's not a joke that Jehovah was talking about, nor even when Jesus said, the things I do, you can do and even more. He wasn't joking either. He was telling you that God is the truth.
Right, right.
I'm sorry.
All right, listen, that's all. That's good. That's good stuff, Minister Binyam. And we appreciate it. And we can go all night. I know you can go all night with it. But the clock's ticking on us. And we got a couple more people that we're going to try to get in before the hour comes out. We didn't play no commercials. We didn't play no bills tonight. So this was a good topic. And I didn't want to break it up. I didn't want to stop it. So we apologize to our sponsors, but we will get back to that later. We're going to keep it moving, though. We're going to go out and open the mic of 347-606. 347-606. Welcome to Local 26 in Ethiopian World Federation. Your mic is open.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. This is Jakim for Weekly Conversations on every Thursday. Hello, how is everybody? God bless everyone.
Blessings.
I want to say that I learned a lot. I'm glad I was called in to listen to all the inspirational stories. And what's inspiring me right now and everything that everybody's saying with, you know, ways to combat against the virus and, you know, natural cures, you know, yeah, this is King Solomon all the way. Like, this is what King Solomon really left behind for the rest of the world when God endowed him with a wisdom that nobody else touched in mankind. He was the wisest man to ever walk the face of the earth. And originally, when they was killing people in the Netherlands, and they killed 3 million people who was found with scriptures other than the scriptures that they deemed canon, one of those books that you were getting killed for was the Herbal Bible that Solomon really wrote in his notes. And, you know, the Wisdom of Solomon, Song of Songs, these may or may not be attributed to Solomon because the wisdom is so limited to what Solomon really wrote. And the Proverbs, you know, people played their hand throughout time, like Shakespeare and others, who wanted to be attributed with the wisdom of Solomon but couldn't grasp it. And when it comes to Solomon's wisdom, what he left behind, what the sister was talking about with the herbal pills and ways to combat against the viruses naturally, because these viruses are man-made. And whatever they put in your body in that vaccine is strategic. The virus was strategic. This whole thing is about crumbling the economy so the devil could sit on the throne. And what you got to understand is like a creature terraforming the planet. This is what the devil is doing. He's conditioning the mind in the world to terraform it, to try to abrupt the prophecy of God that the kingdom of heaven will be established here on earth. So he wants to create a false world against that. So it's very important for everybody who's into health and this type of knowledge. We need to be investing in these farms that is creating these herbal cures. I was just talking about that spot that on 125th Street where they had that Pathmark. Need to build a huge rehabilitation center with all kind of herbal plants and everything that they're growing in there, and you taking all these people off the street and you showing them what natural cures can do when you test it on their body, how their blood will start changing, how the high cholesterol will disappear, and everything else that's plaguing the people. It needs to be a mass awakening of this, because I'm going to always say this in my closing thoughts. If Solomon was given something divinely from God, he gave unto God what was God's, and he banished the things of man. He did not give into the pharmaceutical powers of man, which he had the wisdom at the time to do it. Solomon had the wisdom to create hospitals and everything else he wanted to create, just like this false world did. But everything that they created in this world is fabricated. It's everything they're doing is only reflections of what is. And everything we can do just so much better. If we, like people were saying, we follow in spirit, we combine in spirit. Spirit has infinite understanding. And when God created man in his own image, he created man in his own image. Man and woman was created in their own individual image. While Jesus said, God is a spirit, so worship God in spirit and truth. God does not represent nothing physical. When he says in the Ten Commandments, and he told you, don't make no graven images of anything in the earth, in the heavens, or anything, because he don't want our finite mind to think of anything physical when it comes to the Almighty. And if we are being led in spirit, spirit is never has a limit in its understanding. That means the more we come together and speak in God's name and do good and work, he's going to constantly reveal to us the path and the knowledge that's necessary to rehabilitate the earth. Because like I was saying on the last show, the earth is crying out, and all of us need to come together and give back to the planet. If you could see a blade of grass crack through a piece of concrete, I promise what's bubbling in this earth is way more powerful than anything man has ever built. And if we don't make the amends with our creator and earth and build the kingdom of God here on earth, which is a kingdom, a government ruled by righteous people, not a government that is compelled by politics and compelled by greed and power and lust. That's not what God issued to create for mankind. There will always be government. But the government that God is talking about being established on earth is a government that will crush the rest of all races and imperial rules forever. And it will be a government that will really give back to the planet. When they talk about the prophecy of Jesus Christ and they say the trees, you will pull a fruit from a tree and it will feed a whole family from one fruit from a tree. It will be so large, it will take three men to carry it. These are the trees, how they were supposed to grow. And they're sprouting out of the Sahara Desert. They're sprouting all over the earth. The trees is coming back. The planet will take back what is. And since we're part of the planet, we should be right involved in that fight. All of us, individually and jointly, on that fight to give back to our people who are the meek, and they will be blessed and inherit the earth, and give back to the planet we were given custodian over. Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Brother Diaz. You always come spitting fire. We appreciate your knowledge. Didn't want to cut you off, but the clock is ticking on us. And it's time to go. We got a whole bunch of stuff that we wanted to share with everybody. We didn't get a chance to share. But remember, you can meet us right back here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, the same time, with Black Alice in Wonderland, with Queen Amina. You know she's a plethora of knowledge, and she's got a bunch of information still on this same topic about the vaccination. And she just got married. I was blessed to officiate the wedding down there, up there in, I guess it's down in Pennsylvania. And so we're grateful for us, and we're looking back. So come on back tomorrow, and we continue this conversation. We're going to have our closing remarks from our host, the wonderful Miss Sadie Gomez of the Local 26 at this time. And we apologize for those, because there's several people we didn't get to that are still in the queue. We tried to get everybody in, but it was just impossible. Sadie, you got it.
Yes, this is Lady Gomez of Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, Local 26, thanking you so much for your time spent this Sunday evening and hoping to meet you back again next Sunday evening. One love, as we didn't have much time for our commercial break, but we can let out a little bit of sound, Dr. Ben Bourne, if we have a few seconds.
Good night, everybody.
This is a calling in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wasn't this the reveal to us in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I?
Church and state have come together to let your glory shine.
Yeah.
Thanks and praise to the Emperor, was a Shamani all of mine. Church and state have come together to let your glory shine. Thanks and praise to the Emperor, was a Shamani all of mine.
This is a calling from His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I the First. Bring me my sons and daughters from afar, everyone that is called by my name, Rastafari.
500 families to occupy 500 acres of land to establish a modern city to the world in the land of Ethiopia. The Ethiopian World Federation was established in the United States of America by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I. This is not a calling for the United States. It's a calling for all the children of the diaspora.
It's a call.